Hello, Thompson Drywall.
Hey, Mike. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I was in another call when you called me earlier. I'm sorry to have missed the opportunity to speak with you.
Okay, well, let's do it now.
Let's do it now. How have you been since last week?
About the same. Frustrated.
Oh.
Gosh. Well, I just think that there's like this nothing. I think there should be some kind of legality that Google's allowed to do this. I just feel like it's a takeover. It's insanity.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting zero calls. The other thing, the SEO is completely worthless at the moment. I don't know if the combination will work together, but coming up in maps and number one, as you say, has brought zero phone calls since the last time I talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
If I Google my name, or if I Google drywall or drywall repair, I don't come up at all. At all. I'm not even coming up at all now. LLC's still there that we're trying to get rid of and whatever that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
That still comes up before me. And it's me, so I don't know, is it good, is it bad? I'm just going by what you guys are saying, it's bad. And I, you know, don't really like it because I don't even know what it is. It doesn't, it's not my name, but it has my phone number, but I'm forced to try this ad campaign, and that's how I feel, like I'm forced to do it. I appreciate anything you guys are doing, you know, okay, we're going to reduce some costs. Because if you absolutely didn't do that, I'm not even sure I could even afford to do this at all. Like,
yeah.
Because $42 a call is, like, insanity. I'm just giving it a shot to see what happens. But that's either going to bankrupt me or it's going to be a success. We're going to find out.
I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate your candor. I could definitely appreciate that. And I want you to feel confident as I am in this service. I understand there's a little bit of hesitancy for obvious reasons that you've already stated. Like I get all of those things, but I hope that it brings you some peace of mind because this is the way that Google's taken things. I agree. I don't necessarily think that it's fair. I don't necessarily think that it's...
Aren't they going through lawsuits right now on top of it all over the same issue? That's
Google?
What I'm hearing. Yes.
Yeah, not that I know of, not the partners, like not us, but Google directly. I mean, there's thousands of people who try to sue Google all the time, you know?
Google, yeah, they're under attack.
Under attack though, you know, like that's not going to change because if people see a large entity that they can try to come at, and I'm not saying that it's all wrong or right, or I'm not on either side of that coin, you know what I mean?
Well,
I'm not.
The thing is, it's called a monopoly. Call them monopoly. What are the
options? No, it is.
Have?
No, it, I'm not going to say that it's not. They definitely have the upper hand 100%. And if you want to be a part of it, then you have to participate at this level. And it seems like it's unfair, but it's their game, you know, and I get that. I understand that. I understand you only have what you have in your account. That doesn't mean you're poor. It doesn't mean you're rich. It just means you feel like it's super unfair and you feel like it's overpriced. And I get that. I understand that.
Well, I mean, and we're gonna move forward. We're gonna try this, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying to you that as someone that, whether it seems big, small or not,
right,
little chicken feed customer or whatever, I'm over here just spending my money advertising. And what's worth? I called it advertising, you know. And then that's, you know, my SEO. In my opinion, I thought that I was advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
yes.
And then
for quite some time, and it was super successful for you. And then you hit a brick wall, and
because
it's
they
like,
changed. What my boy was going to say is because they changed without even telling me. Hey guys, I didn't know about it. Well, we're going to be changing our format. And for you lawyer Google people or whatever, they could have said, you may want to run ads. I got nothing. So now I'm way behind the ball. You know, I'm playing catch up. You know,
Yeah.
So yeah, let's see what happens. So what do we need to do?
Well, one thing I'm going to tell you is they have the process removed. It's supposed to be removed in the next couple of days. There's a certain number of days Google has to respond on stuff. We've already flagged it since the last time that you and I spoke to have the LLC, the duplicate removed. I asked him again right now, any update on this? He said it's in process. He's flagging it for the final time. So it should be like a couple of days in that second duplicate listing should be removed.
Who is he?
James. James is within our team. James, he handles
okay.
Google business verification. He's a human here at Local Splash.
Well, I just always think because, I mean, you guys,
sure.
I don't know your lingo, so I was just trying
Got
to
it.
Figure out. I view you guys as my friends, okay?
Y'all.
And then I view Google right now as, you know, big giant, you know, the Goliath. And I'm trying to, you know, I want to be friends with the Goliath, but I just felt like the way that it happened, well, I was talking to this company called RapMate, so now I'm also going through things that I have to consider, and I'm putting my name on my trailers now, and I'm just trying to go back as far as, you know, old school techniques of just maybe it does work a little bit because I used to always do that, and then I had to purchase a trailer, so now I got this brand new beautiful trailer. Well, so now I've got my name on it or getting that on there. So
okay.
You know, but I don't have much money, but I mean, it's like I have to do something, and so I'm thinking maybe the branding flashing just might help a little, and then, you know, then what we're running ads. I honestly feel that for the service I'm offering, like if you had, and it happens to everyone every day, they have a plumbing leak or they have a tree fall or all that, I feel like I'm the best option. I mean, I've been at this so long. I've seen so much.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world can I convey that and rise to the top of people's search? It just kills me that what's hurt me for Google is their category column they're throwing me in is rewarding people that don't even really specialize in drywall whatsoever. They may or may not be good at what they do, but, you know, we also do drywall patching. They're getting all my calls. And it's just blowing me away, like, well, how in the hell does this happen? So now I have to appear to the public that I'm you know, not even a specialist. I can pat, you know, I can do whatever, you know. I'm a handyman. And so let's go full. I don't care what you call me. Just want my phone to ring. So however we got that to go. And I mean, I do want, repair work. If all I did was repair work, I'd be happy. That's fine.
Okay.
So however we can make the handyman, you know,
work for you. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I have done other things. Like I've installed hardwood floors. I do things, and I've charged people, but I really am the drywall specialist who can do other things too. And if I'm working on your house and you ask me and you really like me and you're like, hey, I was thinking about having my hardwood floor done, I can even do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't know how to price things as well as a hardwood floor guy. I'm going to be here this amount of time. This is what I'm going to charge. I don't know if I'm more expensive or not, but it comes out really, really nice. I even, you know, can't tell you how many things I've done like that, but I don't want a ton of hardwood floor calls. You know what I mean? That's why I'm hesitant to tell you these things, because that's not really what I'm wanting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wanting to do what I've been doing since 1989 solidly, which is drywall.
Right.
And everything related to drywall. So are there any key words, let's say, like, what am I showing up for now? Handyman at all? Is there anything associated with like, okay, you know the LLC? I scrolled through there, that LLC thing, and it almost looked like someone was trying to help me with this new column. that was coming, because it says landscape. It says every word under the sun. You know, painting, perfect.
Where are you seeing all those words under the LLC? Because I don't see that. Well, I don't have access to that. If you're looking from the Google business profile perspective, then yeah, I mean, you're going to see different things because you're on the back end of it, but.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what happens. When you click on that, I think there's a column like services or some word. And then now that you're there and you opened LLC with two reviews,
mm-hmm,
that page, whatever you call it,
yeah,
my phone number, that it has something like a tab, but it's not open in front of me. But it says, services or something like that. Once you click on that, hundreds of services pop up that I do.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so who would create this? Mm-hmm. It's weird. You know, that's what,
yeah.
I don't know what your team has the ability to do, but I really can't see that
because we don't have access to sign into it like you do. So I'm not seeing the services, and things like that that are listed, by what you're showing.
You can't just be a customer. You can't just be like a customer and say,
I'm looking at it from the customer point of view right now, and I can't see all of those lists, all of those keywords that you're talking about. I can see that it does come up when I look you up. Yes. Look up a keyword in your area. Yes. I do see that.
Well, trust me, that's what happens when you click on it. I'm trying to be a team player with you, and I'm trying to inform the quarterback what I'm saying.
Of course.
I just wish you guys could figure out, and I don't know how hard that is or whatever, but who did that? And how were they able to do that? And have the brains to go, why would they do that? Are they trying to hurt us? Are they trying to help me? What is this? And was it one of our own team players that forgot to make a note? But it's just weird to me. Like, why me? I'm not seeing LLC with somebody else. Just me. And this is all happening in a time when my phone stopped ringing. So I agree. I think it has something to do with it. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden my phone, I mean, it quit ringing. This is not ringing at all. The only thing I will get was, if someone's trying to help sell me health insurance, they've apparently found me online, they know I'm a company, blah, blah, blah. You know, no calls in the last, 45 days to 60 days. And then it would be like one. One call. I'm totally serious. That's no traffic. Went to zero. This place called, Rap Mate, I think it's called. They wrap your trailer and all that. They called me. And I told them my problem with Google, my phone's not ringing. I don't even know if I mentioned Google, but said my phone's not ringing. He goes, oh yeah, Google. I said, yeah. He goes, Mike, we're hearing reports where many people are just gone to zero.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to zero. They're getting lost in the mix. I go, I'm that guy.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Yeah. And he seemed very knowledgeable. He goes, oh yeah, dude, you're not the only one. They've just gone completely to zero in the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
So please understand.
I mean,
zero.
Right.
Call.
I understand. Absolutely. I understand. I do. I understand. I feel for you too, Mike, because I know that this is your livelihood, and it's super frustrating. We're definitely here to help and get this going in the right direction. So, if you're ready, and again, I want to remind you that with this process, the Google Guarantee process, I'm going to send you the application, and then from there, you'll fill out the application. If you need help filling out the application, we're here to help you fill out the application. We're going to hold your hand the entire way, so to speak, and make sure that it comes out successfully for you. In addition to that, the other thing is that, basically, remember, you're only paying every other month. So this month, normally there would be a payment due tomorrow. That's already been waived. And then in August, you have a free month. So every other month, you're getting a free month from us because you've been a loyal client for so long, and we're doing our best to help this out and figure this out for you and reoptimize everything and get it all back where it was before, and it's going to be good again. I do believe that this is definitely going to help you and put you where you want to be.
Well, I think so, too. I totally believe you. I just hope that
good.
I have enough funds, you know, to do
going. I understand.
With that calls that actually turn into, because that's just the first
job.
Trick. So I got a call. Now I have to turn it into something. And
right.
You get a lot of junk ones, too. When the thing's working, you get a lot of crap.
Yeah,
and,
you definitely can. Absolutely. And this is designed to eliminate a lot of that. But those are very valid concerns and you know, I don't want to say fears, but, you know, very valid concerns.
So what would I need help with on the application?
Well, it really, you probably won't, but we offer it because some people just, they're not into doing the application. With the application, it's literally, you're going to upload the certificate of insurance document. You're going to upload your social security number. It's going to ask for license. You put NA, license is not required in your area for what you're providing. And then we go ahead and it's super, super self-explanatory questions. You already have the answers to your business information, your address, all of those things. And then we go ahead and get the application processed. It'll take you about 10 minutes to fill it out. The reason I always offer help is because some of our guys, like yourself, they're not paperwork guys. They would rather have us take care of it for them. So we always offer that within our services, okay?
Well, yeah, I don't mind if you do it for me.
Okay, if you want us to do it for you, you'll be live on a call with my technician. She'll do it for you. You just have to disclose your social security number to her. So that's completely up to you, okay?
Okay, I'm out. What would you say? I need an insurance number. What was that?
You're going to need the certificate of insurance document, the page to prove your COI that we're looking for, that Google is looking for, is called the Accord document. Let me go ahead and do this. I can send you the application over, and then you can have a look at it. We give you a picture of which page they need. So just to verify, I have your permission to charge the card, the MasterCard we have on file ending in 2122 for the application fee.
How much is that?
$250.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and process that now. Okay. Next is this. I am sending the application over right now. It's going to come from anelson@localsplash.com. Okay. It's going to be labeled Google Guarantee Application. And then, give me one second in here. I'm going to put this. Okay, CPL is cost per lead.
How is that determined? Who determined that?
Google determines that. So we go by their rules and guidelines, and we get everything. We get everything going according to their specifications. So I did go ahead and send that over to you. Are you able to pull it up while we're on the phone?
Well, I'm waiting for it. I haven't got it yet.
Okay. Okay. So once you get it, and there's going to be a blue clickable link in there that's going to say Google Guarantee Application Form. Okay?
Okay. I'm still haven't got it.
Yeah, it takes just a second.
Okay.
No worries. Let me see here.
Okay, got it.
Beautiful.
I'm still open. Thank you for choosing Google Guarantee, blah, blah, blah. So it's highlighted Google Guaranteed Application. Click it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see the 42 and the 560.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Local Splash. Google guaranteed application form.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you scroll down to the middle of that application, Mike, it's going to show COI, Certificate of Insurance, and it's going to give an exact example, a picture example of which document from your Certificate of Insurance that we need for verification.
Okay, so I was trying to read here. Your insurance must still be valid in 2 months from today. Have commercial. The thing that's causing me panic is I think my insurance is changing right now as we speak.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's just changing like one. I get it through the same people, but that policy's coming to an end. I don't even know what the dates are, but I think it's July. And this is saying 2 months or something.
Okay.
And then a new one's coming in, and I don't even know if I've got it in the mail yet.
Okay. So usually they can just email you a copy of it with the new certificate. So you could just send us both. Even if you just send us both email, like the one that holds you over till July, and then they usually online, like they have some type of portal. Or you can call them and tell them, hey, I need a copy of the Certificate of Insurance that starts on July 1. And they'll go ahead and send you that. You can even ask them for the ACORD document, and they'll send that over directly to you to take all the guesswork out of it for you.
Okay. Luckily, I have some people that help me do that, too. So they're the ones that sold it to me. I haven't even seen it yet, so... She just said, Mike, they're changing who they use or something to that effect. And so let me see what I have here. $7,125. $7,125, this one's bid through. So... Just like I said, getting ready to expire.
Right.
So
it's okay. We can submit with the document that you have now. And as soon as you get the other document, we submit that one right behind it. So we can always modify, submit more documents. It's not like a one and done type of situation where, oh, well, that's it.
Sure.
You failed. It doesn't go 2 months. You're done. You know?
Well, you know what? In here, I have no ACORD file. Okay, I do, but mine doesn't say ACORD on it. Okay, so that's just the front cover page, what my costs are, what I'm insured for. So that's what the ACORD page is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking a question. So,
yeah, the ACORD page is in there exactly what it looks like. So when you're looking at that, hold on, give me just 1 second.
Yeah, I have it open.
Okay, cool. I don't,
yeah.
So I'm gonna pull it open right now and take a look at it.
See, Michelle,
okay,
mine looks
certificate
different,
liability.
But it's got to be the same page, yeah.
Yeah, it says ACORD in the upper left-hand corner. Every insurance company has this same page.
I don't have one. Mine doesn't say ACORD.
Okay.
It has all the info, but it's from Erie Insurance.
Okay. All right, yeah, if it's the exact same document or, you know, have all that same information, then I'm sure that it's going to work. So you just click and you can upload it directly in there.
How do I get it in there? Take a picture of it?
Well, you can get it in there by, if it's saved onto your computer or device, you can click Browse Files and you can just, it'll, okay.
It's a physical paper copy.
Okay, yeah, then you're definitely gonna need to take a picture of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you can email that over to us as well so that we have it on file. And Mike, like I said, if you prefer for my agent to do all this, it's perfectly fine. You email that document over to us at Local Splash. I'll schedule the onboarding call and she'll help you fill it out.
Well, and I could. I haven't had chance to see much of that form yet.
Sure.
I don't like giving my social security number.
Yep.
I don't know when I fill this out. I feel like Who's Google? I'm supposed to trust them, you know. I
got it.
Might as well be you. Might as well be my neighbor. I don't know who sees
yeah.
that.
I understand. It's just the service that we offer. It's completely up to you, your discretion. No worries at all. Okay?
So who is that you're talking about?
It's a technician that works here at Local Splash. Her name is Arelli.
And you would trust her with yours?
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't recommend it to you if I didn't. I understand the hesitancy, and there's a lot of protection in that particular number. I get it, absolutely. But we use the highest trained technicians here, and all of our agents, they have that specific training that is coming straight from Google. We only use the two protected background check companies, so there's a lot of things in place, but it's
okay. So I didn't know I was going to need this. Okay, so now I need my tax ID number too, or is that Social Security?
It's usually your Social Security number, unless you have it set up separately. Personally, it's usually the same.
Well, I have a tax ID number too, which is to avoid giving out my Social Security number, I think.
Okay, you can go with the tax EIN number on there if that's what you prefer to do. You don't have to give your Social Security number. We can update the information with the tax EIN number as well if you want to do that instead of giving Social Security number. It's totally up to you.
Okay, well, I need to find that number now.
Okay, well, let me schedule your onboarding call, and then at that point, you know, we'll give you 24 hours with the application, and then we'll call you tomorrow. And if you filled it out, fantastic. And if you haven't, then my technician will help you. How does that sound?
Okay, so by tomorrow, you're saying? Okay.
Yeah, that way you're not like running around right this second while I'm on the phone trying to find it. And you know, like, we'll call you in the morning. I have available appointment time. Let me see here. It would be 9 a.m. your time, 9:30 your time. Can you take a call around 9:30 to speak with her?
Sure.
Okay. You're going to see that email come through. It's going to say Gigi onboarding with your first and last name along with your phone number. This is going to serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar. And I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent, Arelli, just to make sure that it's a smooth transition. Okay. And we will be here to take care of you each step of the way. And again, if you have the application completed, then that's fantastic. And if you don't, it's not the end of the world. We'll help you.
So I can use my my tax ID in place of my Social Security number. Again, I haven't had time to even scroll and see what the questions are because we've been talking. What is the business license number? Don't have that. When is it?
N-A. Mm-hmm.
Okay, N-A there. When, please provide a business, please provide a copy of all applicable business licenses. So, N-A again?
Correct.
Okay. Please provide a copy of your state-issued business registration. What is that? LLC?
If you have it, if you don't, then, you know.
Well, I keep the worst record keeping. Yeah, I have it around here somewhere. I mean, it's my LLC, but I have to find it.
Okay.
So they actually want to see a copy of that?
If you have it, it's not a requirement.
I don't even think, yeah, okay, well, it's not a requirement. Why do I want to bother with it? I just want to do the required things to get it going. Least information I have to give Google, the better I feel. I mean, I just want the thing to go through.
Yeah. We're not giving it directly to Google. We're giving it to the background check company, which is Pinkerton. I'm sure you've heard of Pinkerton Security Systems, right?
Not really, no.
Oh, it's one of the biggest. Yeah, it's one of the biggest and best. It's been around forever. The second one is Evident ID. So it's not like it's just going to some random Google user who, you know, might work in India. Like, it's going.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
It's not. We've never had a problem with this, ever. So you can rest assured if you choose to put your social in there. You know, I've never had a single person have a problem with it. There's never been a breach, anything like that. So whatever way you choose to go with it, okay?
How did we set up Local Splash? Off my social security number, or you don't know?
No, it was not set up off your social security number. When you set up with Local Splash, it was not required to have that information on
your
business profile. They've completely changed the game in the last 5 years. So now you don't have to have it to set up your Google business profile, but if you want to be a part of Google Guaranteed, then yes, it is a requirement because they have to do the background check.
What is the monthly budget for GG program?
$560.
Okay. Please list the cities that the business services. Holy crap.
Your service radius. So
that's a whole lot of cities.
Right. That's a whole lot of cities, and that's fine. And we always re-verify right before the ad goes live. Like, we call you up and we say, hey, the ad is ready to go live. We're ready to do this. We're ready to do that. Make sure that you're in compliance, you're totally in agreement. If there's a keyword you don't want or an area you don't want to service or you want to update or change it, you always can. But we do it at the onset to make sure that everything's running smoothly, and we double-check everything for you. So what I'm saying is you filling it out on this application isn't like the say-all, be-all, end-all.
I'm reading through here.
Yeah.
Field workers information.
Zero. I always just tell you guys, just put zero. Don't bother putting anybody else's information on there.
Okay. Yeah, like, this is just overreach, man. So that's it. So there's 25 questions. For each field worker, please provide their social security number. I mean, it's just, seriously.
Well, yeah, because Google is guaranteeing your work. So if you were going to have field workers going in, they want to make sure that you're not having anybody that's had, you know, serious crimes against humans in the last 7 years.
Okay, yeah, guaranteeing my work because I filled in a blank. That's just, yay. So yeah, as far as the background check, I can understand that. I mean,
yeah,
I actually
that's
can,
the only
I work on, I work on high schools. They, you know, so they have
right.
repairs and they call me.
Mm-hmm.
That's also another one where they need to know who you are. You can't
yeah.
just
waltz
in.
Yeah.
Ask everybody's
right.
or whatever.
Yeah.
So what
yeah.
is your first and last name? What is your email? What is the business name?
Mm-hmm.
What is the business full physical address? What year is the business established? That's, I say 1989, but the LLC was done midway, and I don't want to screw up my 1989 thing. It's always one and the same, but LLC.
Yeah, leave it 1989. That's perfectly fine.
Because they didn't even have an LLC back then. That was something they created.
Right.
What is the employer identification? Oh, okay, so that's it. What is the state of incorporation? Well, Indiana, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Please provide a copy of certificate of insurance, okay. Yeah, I think I got this. So,
okay.
And
we
then,
have that call scheduled for tomorrow morning, 9:30 to 10. We'll give you a call from the 877 number, and I'll introduce you to the onboarding agent at that time, okay?
Okay, so this thing that you sent me, the link, this is the form. Fill this out and click send, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I know it's a silly question. I just want to make
it's
sure.
It's okay.
I was like, all of a sudden, I was like, where am I at? Oh, I'm on Local Splash. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Google Guaranteed, GG, okay. And what is Local Splash relation to Google, just so I understand?
We're a Google partner.
What does that mean?
It means that we've been around for so long that Google has actually groomed our organization to their best practices. So there's like SEO companies where sometimes it's like a couple of guys in a basement somewhere or a couple of guys overseas that say they're programming your business in on Google. And then there's Google Google, you know, affiliates, or there's Google partners. We have the highest level of partnership with Google. So we meet all of Google's requirements to be one of their partners. We follow all of their practices. We meet all of their standards. We spend a certain amount with them every single month. So therefore, we get our own team at Google that helps us to help our clients achieve their marketing. And we have special training, you know, access to Google algorithms, keywords, databases. We basically are the conduit between you and Google. You can always try to deal with Google directly, but, you know, as you can imagine, that might be difficult sometimes. That's why they have
their
partners.
I was just wondering who, because that means, I just like to know, and I've never, I've always had like a mystery of who is Local Splash? You know, it was just something I signed up with a long time ago, and, you know, I never really knew how it worked, and I'm still learning as I go, but no, that stuff sounded great, and I certainly would rather work with someone that has, I think, in other words, your stuff goes through quicker than some guy in the basement, you know?
Yeah, well, not just that, but it goes through quicker than you doing it yourself, too, and if there's any problem, we flag it, and if there's, like, you, can you imagine you trying to get that second listing off Google on your own?
No.
Okay.
No.
You know
my
what I mean?
My son might be able to, but not me.
Yeah, it's not that you won't be able to. It's not that it's rocket science. It's just, it's a lot of red tape for the regular guy who's just trying to get jobs. Like, you're just trying to do your job. You know, this is our job to do that for you. So we got you 100%. But I'm grateful that you feel confident in the application. If you have any questions, feel free to call me back because I am here to help you with that. And again, my technician is top trusted technician here. She'll be taking really great care of you. And, I'm excited what this means for your organization, Mike.
Okay. So after we do this, how long do you think it takes before my first ad goes?
Well, we have to process background check and application. We have to get everything going. The terms and conditions state 30 to 60 days for it to be complete. It does not always or even usually take that long. Again, it depends on how quickly you get the information we need or application back to us and do onboarding. The other thing that's going to be paramount is making sure you contact the company who's doing the insurance from July 1 on. You need that document. That is one thing that we're going to need to turn in directly with your application for the after July insurance. But I see companies turn around in 3 weeks. It really just depends on how quickly you get us what we need. We move very, very quickly once we have everything.
Yeah, I'm asking you guys to put me on the hot list because I'm freaking out over here. And so I'll call these other people about insurance because I'm kind of wondering why I haven't seen it come through the mail yet. So hopefully I haven't missed something and they're assuming I didn't want to go with it and went with someone else. It's one of these things where this one's through an Erie Insurance, which is a good insurance company, by the way. I got my house, my truck, I got a lot of stuff with them. And it used to be Business. I don't even know who the new one is. They said it's similar. So, okay. To the world of finances, I work with a couple girls. Their business name is M&L Financial here in Granger. And, they do investments. They do a lot of things. And they do my taxes, and I mean, I've been with them decades. And so they know a little bit about me, and we know each other. And so they just said, hey, it's similarly priced. So what do I care what name's on it? I mean, if they're going to insure me, they're going to insure me. So I let them do their thing. So that's why I don't know
the
name.
Yeah. And that makes a ton of sense. Yeah, I have a guy who does my car insurance like that. And when something comes available that's cheaper, that's comparable, I don't ask. And one time I wanted to be insured by Lake something something in Texas. And I was like, that sounds weird, but okay. You trust me, you know?
I didn't even like the name Erie. Though that sounds weird, but Lake Erie is what it is. And actually, they've put new roofs on my house, insured cars, and this and that. And, you know, they've been the greatest on claims I've ever worked with. But one of them was I didn't even file until a year and a half after because I noticed my neighbors were getting new roofs. And I go, what's going on? And then this guy says, oh, Mike, over a year and a half ago, you had a hailstorm on this date. You know, he made sure to give me the date. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, we did? He goes, yeah, have your insurance meet me out here. They put on an $11,000 roof for me for free. And I was like, well, okay, cool. I didn't even know you could file that late. So, I mean, they've always been good to me. Mm-hmm. Well, I hate the fact that I'm going through someone else now, but I guess they don't do it anymore. So it's not an option.
Right.
Yeah, they had to get someone else. So, okay, thanks for your time, Amy, and I will try to get this filled out.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, bye.